This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
We saw in the Toledo Blade that some Toledo residents are outraged that the Lucas County Board of Elections rejected a ballot initiative that had nearly twice as many signatures as required. The initiative called for a Lake Erie Bill of Rights. A group called Toledoans for Safe Water organized the petition drive. Marky Miller is an organizer, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Lake Erie Bill of Rights is based on this idea known as rights of nature. Would you explain that to us?
Sure. So rights of nature is kind of a legal concept in saying that we need to recognize that natural ecosystems have these inalienable rights that we should be able to enforce and protect. We've kind of seen this trend of nature as property to be bought and sold and used and destroyed. And, you know, when it comes down to it, is that people and life are supported by this natural infrastructure. So we wanted a stronger, enforceable way to be able to protect ourselves, protect our communities, and protect the environment.
So what did the Lake Erie Bill of Rights call for?
It called for a stronger protection of the water and saying that you don't have the right to harm the ecosystem, to harm the water, to pollute. That, you know, regardless of you having permission or a permit or, you know, ownership, you can't just blatantly destroy this water or carry out activities that would then require extensive cleanup and treatment and public health problems. You know, we've been facing here in Toledo the looming toxic algae seasons now, and seeing that we've been able to identify activities that contribute to that, but we have no way of stopping those.
So the idea is, just like a corporation has rights in this country, a lake might have rights and people could sue on behalf of the lake. Who would get to act on behalf of Lake Erie?
It would be the city of Toledo, the government of Toledo, the local government, as well as the residents here, the people who live here. So essentially, we get to act as trustees of Lake Erie and speak on its behalf. And it, you know, wouldn't be Marky Miller versus, you know, whatever corporation or government is doing the harm, but it would be Lake Erie versus, and I would get to help bring my evidence and my case to light.
Couldn't there be competing interests deciding that they were going to represent Lake Erie?
Well, anybody can, you know, represent it. So it doesn't have to just come from the group that put it forth. We want to just put this out there as a more proactive solution.
I think that's what I'm getting at. I mean, you might, you know, on behalf of Lake Erie, sue for one thing, and a group countering what you want to do might sue on behalf of Lake Erie using a different argument and at cross purposes. That could get pretty messy pretty quickly, couldn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly how it would look in every case, but that's where we have the ability to have the discretion and the evidence. You know, it's not kind of a set in stone, oh, yeah, you're doing this, we need to stop it. You have to be able to prove it. So, you know, I think, yeah, any law, people can kind of pick and choose how they want to apply it.
Well, let's get back to your ballot initiative. What reason did the Lucas County Board of Elections give for rejecting it?
They said that we don't have the right as a municipality to create a cause of action. So we can't create this private right to sue, and that it's beyond the scope of the municipality.
You weren't, though. You were just putting a ballot initiative up. I mean, isn't that something you would typically challenge in court after the people voted?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It, you know, the Board of Elections should really have this ministerial role to say, you know, yes, all of the signatures were turned in and they were verified, and you know, we turned everything into the clerk of council first and had it approved at how many signatures we needed. So there's this competing view now that it's up to local board of elections to decide what people can and cannot vote on. A lot of that comes from House Bill 463 that was passed in 2016 that kind of gave boards of elections this local right. And even though we've been trying to come out with that, saying how unconstitutional that is, and we've had victories with that court case and saying, yes, it is unconstitutional. If you have a chartered amendment or a chartered city, you can't do that. But it continues to come down to a case-by-case issue.
Well, you appealed to the Ohio Supreme Court, and it ruled against you. So what does your group, Toledoans for Safe Water, plan to do now?
We've actually already filed for reconsideration. Our lawyers have put that out there, and we're still waiting to hear back on that decision. You know, if you go through, I would encourage everybody who's interested in this, though, to go find that docket. It's all public, and read through their decision, because they don't really get into, let's talk about the legality of a Lake Erie Bill of Rights. You know, they focus on these other kind of technical issues. They state, we may have made errors in our previous judgments, but we're not going to approach those today. We're not going to make that decision or make those discussions today. For now, we're just going to continue on. But it's worth saying that we may have made some errors in the past. They even say that because our city council didn't pass an ordinance before we submitted it, and that our city charter is therefore out of compliance with the state constitution, that, oh, we, you know, that's our problem, and now we're not allowed to vote, and we have to go back. So it really isn't this grand ruling against rights of nature or against Lake Erie Bill of Rights. It's kind of this back and forth discussion, and in a way you see them start to question past rulings, they question each other, they question all the things that come up, but it's not very satisfying to see it, because you want to start seeing rights of nature become more of a discussion. And so we've asked them to go back and reconsider and take another look.
There have been attempts in this country to give animals legal standing, rights of nature, and that's been rejected as well. Why did you think nature rights would be successful?
Well, you know, I think it comes down to all the times in history when we've been expanding rights, and we can't deny that our existence, our health, and the quality of our economy, all of that comes down to the health of our environment. And those are questions we need to get serious about and need to start asking and bring to public light. You know, I might not see rights of nature in my lifetime happen in the United States, but I know that I'm starting to ask different questions, and I'm trying to get those questions to become more commonplace, so that when my kids grow up, maybe they will get to see it. Maybe they'll have a chance, you know, to live in a different world. We're seeing this happen in other countries. You know, we're far behind.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, there are places where rights of nature laws have been enacted. How have they worked out?
Yeah, I mean, Ecuador has had it in their constitution for 10 years. You know, and there are cases where rivers were given the right to flow despite construction projects that wanted to come through. So, you know, we are seeing little victories. We're just not seeing them in the United States yet. And I'm hoping that part of the work we're doing today will be seen down the road.
If this ultimately fails, what's your next move?
It's hard to say right now. You know, it's not something I'm going to give up. It's definitely going to be part of my life's work, you know, from indefinitely. But I don't know yet. That's got to be a decision we make as a group. You know, I think a lot of what we're doing is waking people up to this injustice of, you know, whether you subscribe to more environmental perspective or not, you have to look at what's happening to your rights. And so we're becoming part of a growing community rights movement. And I don't know how that's going to look in Toledo and how it's going to look in Ohio, but I know it's starting to take a little more shape and gain a little more momentum. So we're definitely going to be back at it and back doing something. You know, we're not ready to give up.
Marky Miller is an organizer with the group Toledoans for Safe Water. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.